Hello, it's Greg from the No Head Trash Nation and Breakthrough Leadership. I'm super excited today to talk about a topic that's been really a part of my life for several years now, when it actually occurred to me that I had a little bit of control over what goes on. It's this idea of telling the difference between intuition and head trash. The idea that just because things come into my mind doesn't mean they're true. Just because the circumstances around me tell me something or I interpret something they're saying, it doesn't mean it's true. So today we're talking about what I'm calling question number 3 of my Big 11 questions on telling the difference between intuition and head trash. If that's something you're interested in, you need to stick with me here because this is a big one. Question number 3. You know, we've talked about identity. We've talked about purpose. Now we're talking about, you guessed it, my number one topic, your definition of success. Ooh, your personal definition of success. Now, if you haven't participated with me in building a definition of success, that's not what we're going to do today, but I really want to encourage you. Periodically, I'm offering opportunities for people to join together in groups to be able to learn and explore this concept of your personal definition of success as part of a larger journey to breakthrough. You maybe have heard me talk about my program, A 90-Day Breakthrough. You know, this is really just what I did to get from garbage to a reset button to be able to feel that every day I was getting traction. Well, that's not what I'm here to talk about today, but I want you to know it exists, okay? This is one of the things that head trash tells us. It tells us that we are trapped. It tells us that we're where we are, that we're who we are, that nothing we can do about it, and it keeps us repeating endless loops. It's a tragic thing, my friends. And I did it for decades, and that's why I'm so passionate, so over the top, ridiculously excited about sharing with you that you don't have to. This is an incredible thing. And before I even get deep into the topic, I know I usually just dive right in and start rambling, but I just want you to know that wherever you are today, whoever I'm speaking to right now, God loves you. I love you. And you're capable of more than you ever imagined. That head trash, it may be a test. It may be the opportunity for you to overcome something, but it's not the truth, okay? It's one impression of circumstances that exist around you. If you haven't done it yet, you should go check me out. I'm sure there's a link somewhere around here that takes you to the opportunity to get an advanced copy of my book. And if you're listening to this after it's already come out, then it's not an advanced copy anymore. But the book is entitled Circumstances Lie. Now, I wrote my first book, you know, is Broken, How Being Broken Unlocked the Greatest Success of My Life. Because trust me, if you don't know my story, I've definitely been broken. And guess what? You have too, I'm sure. And if you haven't, you will be. Sorry. It's just the way it is. The path to breakthrough has got some broken in it, okay? But anyway, Circumstances Lie is kind of a continuation of that because where I was before I was broken was immersed in all this noise of head trash and not allowing myself to be free from it because I thought it defined what I needed to fulfill. It defined the expectations of others. So moving beyond the broken to breakthrough, which is just a story that needs to be told, and you have one too, I'm sure, but is this idea that circumstances lie? Now, yes, you've probably said, wait a minute, Greg, that wasn't your second. No, I wrote The 10 Common Fears All Leaders Face, The Breakthrough, which is a fable about achieving breakthrough as teams, and then I'm privileged to write a book that has inspired me so much, Albert DePaveen's story, A Journey of Significance. That story, of course, is about biblical principles and how they were lived out in the life of Albert DePaveen. Unbelievable story. But guess what? Albert faced a lot of head trash. And today, he still confesses to me that he has a lot of head trash. Now, I've had people try to deny that head trash even exists. Oh, if you had enough faith, if you were really living your purpose, you wouldn't have head trash. Really? Well, I've never met that person. Or at least the person who thinks that, well, I probably used to be that person who thought that, but they just haven't yet reached a point of awareness or brokenness. So today, We're here together. We're talking about this topic, right? The topic of how to discern, how to expose, how to rip off the band-aids and say, you're head trash. And of course, that comes with number three question of the Big 11. And that is this. Is that voice that you're hearing in agreement with your personal definition of success, or is it ignoring it? Maybe you need to think about that for a minute, but is the voice, are the words, the thoughts, the images, that impression that you got when you stepped into the shower this morning that put a chill down your spine, is it in agreement with your definition of success, where you're headed, or is it ignoring it? Now, you may say, well, wait a minute, Greg, I need to know these things that, you know, might come about. I need to know these things that are true about myself so I can limit my expectations, so I can be, quote, unquote, these are air quotes I'm giving you here, so I can be realistic. Seriously? Tell me what's realistic about the voices that are trying to tell you you cannot achieve what you were created to do. Now, if you've built a proper definition of success, it came from building on biblical ideas about who God says we are, why we're here, what our core values and principles and characteristics are, and what we are capable and gifted to achieve and deliver to this society, to our culture, during this brief life that we have. I mean, are you getting the picture? If you've built that proper definition of success, you cannot allow some little voice in the back of your head to say, oh, I guess I was wrong. Maybe I was wrong. Maybe in that moment, that clarity that I had, maybe it was just all messed up because clearly I'm not that good. I'm not that strong. I have no idea how to accomplish this definition of success. That's part of the very definition of who we are. We don't know how to accomplish it. We don't know how to move from where we are to where we want to be, but we keep moving. We keep seeking. We keep asking the breakaway questions, making the breakout statements that who cares if they're true right now? They're where we want to be. They're who we're called to be. We're moving forward. Oh my goodness, I need to hear that I'm not the only one out here. You know, the reality for me is that what I've accomplished so far, I truly believe, and this is part of developing this process, okay, that it's nothing compared to what I'm capable to do. Not that I'm so great. I mean, come on. If you know me, yes, God's given me a few gifts, okay? But the truth is, I'm not that great. And in fact, the voices in my head, they curse me. They tell me and remind me of who I've been, stupid things I've done. They remind me that I'm nothing compared to what I want to be. And yet, at the same time, isn't that the very essence of why we're alive? Isn't that why I'm even here? I'm here to explore new territory, not to live in the past, not to go back where I've been. Oh my goodness, I'm getting so far off topic. Not to go back where I've been. Somebody must be needing to hear this. Maybe I just need to say it. But I am not going back where I've been. I'm going forward, and there is a voice in my head. Maybe it's the voice of the enemy. Some people would say, well, you know, that's just Satan. Well, maybe it is. Maybe it is. I'm not saying I'm not a theologian. I do believe in the powers of darkness. I do believe that these are issues. But at the same time, I'm not going to give him too much credit. I mean, the truth is, it's doubt. It's fear. Because if I want to move where I need to be, where I want to be, if I want to move from where I am in this little comfortable cesspool, yeah, I'm in the Yates in your face mode. If I want to move from this cesspool of where I am to where I want to be, the vision that I've had, of course I'm afraid. Of course I'm afraid that nobody's even going to listen to this podcast. Of course I'm afraid that the things I'm pouring myself into, nobody's even going to care. And yet I am going to do it because this is part of who I'm becoming. Maybe it's all practice. It doesn't matter. So let's go back to the question. Is this voice? You had the little voice. It spoke to you and it said, oh, you, who do you think you are? And you said, Oh my goodness, what if I'm not good enough? What if I can't do it? What if? Maybe I better just not try. Now, I'm just going to stay on topic. I'm going to try to stay on topic here for the next couple minutes, and I'm not going to get further and deeper into this today. But keep listening, okay? Because this is the passion of life. We can't ever forget. But if that voice is talking to you in disagreement and just literally ignoring your definition of success, then it's head trash. And by that, I mean it's garbage, and it needs to go. It needs to go. It's going to start stinking. It's going to make everything polluted that's in your life because you're going to start agreeing with it. Don't do it. Call it out. Say it out loud. Call it out loud. That's garbage. That's head trash. I disagree, and restate your personal definition of success. See, this is why I teach the tribal signal and how to put off our tribal signal, because when we're unable to do that, we can't even talk to ourselves. Sounds kind of dumb, right? We say, well, I just think back to myself. No. If all you're doing is hearing a thought and then thinking another thought in combat with that thought, that's like two people wrestling who are exactly evenly matched and nobody ever wins. So by default, you lose. When you hear that voice in your head, you have to speak out loud to it. And that means you got to know your tribal signal. You got to know what your definition of success is, and you got to be polished at it. And the beauty of it is it doesn't have to be something you've already accomplished. If that voice is not in agreement with where you are headed, it's baggage. It's a deterrent. It's a disease. It's an infection. It's something that's headwind trying to keep you from accomplishing your purpose, or at least slow you down. Boy, that's a good image. It's really just trying to slow you down. So let me tell you something. What if that voice is just looking for clarification? I mean, what if the voice in your head's really just looking for clarification about your definition of success? What if it's like, now, wait a minute, did this change? I mean, where are we going for sure? I mean, what if it just literally is asking you to put off your tribal signal one more time? What if it's just egging you on? What if it's just trash talking you a little bit so that you can say, no, this is my definition of success. This is who I am. This is where I'm going. This is my purpose. It's a powerful, wonderful opportunity. So today, yeah, no matter what you've heard, you know, there's always three messages, right? There's three podcasts, let's say. There's the one I plan, the one I actually give, and the one you hear. So who knows what mixture that's what's really happening here. But I want you to know something. I love you. I care about you. And I believe that together we can make a difference in our world. I don't believe that the head trash of our society, of our culture, even of the voice in our own head trying to demean us, I don't believe that it is truth. I want you today to break free from the head trash that's trying to hold you back. I want to help you move from broken to breakthrough. And I know we can do that together. I hope you'll subscribe to this podcast. You'll listen to it. I hope you'll follow me and join the No Head Trash Nation on Facebook. It's a free Facebook group, The No Head Trash Nation with Greg Yates. I hope you'll follow that because periodically I'm giving tools and little videos and lives and things that just spark. You know, I send out to my clients at least 3 days a week. I send out about a 50 to 60 second encouragement that's a little bit of a rant. And I'd love for you to get that. So let me know if you want to be receiving that. But here's what I know for sure. Together, we can achieve things. Together, we can get rid of the head trash. It's not something that happens in isolation. And so I hope you'll join in this process, and I hope you'll remember that you are capable of more than you've experienced so far, and head trash cannot define what you're capable of. Greg Yates from Breakthrough Leadership and the No Head Trash Nation, have an incredible day, and go out there and discern the difference between intuition and head trash.